Now, you would have heard us speaking about this story or a series of stories by News 24 around Babita Deokaran, the witness and the health department official who was gunned down, who had been helping the special investigating unit to essentially put the brakes on dodgy payments for the Gauteng Health Department. And there's been this incredible series of investigations from News 24. Finally, a development yesterday from the health department saying that there will be an appointment of an independent forensic investigator to probe allegations that have emerged from this News 24 investigation. Now, I must make the point, and I know that this is a positive development, but still, it's not enough because it's not a criminal investigation, but it is something. So let's speak now to EWN reporter Bernadette Wicks, who's monitoring this development. Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. So tell us what the Gauteng Premier has been saying about this.
Well, essentially, up until this point, he said very little about this. And we know that these articles were first published about 3 weeks ago now. So this is the first time we've seen any action of any significance really coming from his office. And what he's saying is that they are now finalizing the appointment of an independent forensic investigator. And as you say, it's obviously a positive move forward, but it comes very late in the game. And there's questions around whether or not it's enough at this stage.
This is exactly what Babita Deokaran was pushing for in the weeks before she died. It's taken a year for government to respond and actually appoint an independent forensic investigator. Is government saying why it took so long? Clearly, they were placed under pressure by good investigative journalism.
Well, absolutely. No, they haven't provided any answers as to why it took so long. And it's always important to remember that according to these reports, about 2 weeks before her death, Babita Deokaran did raise these concerns with her seniors. These were flagged. She escalated the issues. She also escalated the fact that she had fears for her life. And still, even against that backdrop, nothing was really done.
Any news of a criminal investigation? Do we know anything? Are the police looking at this? Is anything happening?
Well, we don't know at this point. We haven't heard anything directly from them. We know that the criminal case of the six men who were arrested for Babita Deokaran's death is back in court next week, a day after the anniversary of what will be the 1 year anniversary of her death. But in terms of this investigation, we don't know if there's been any uptake from the law enforcement authorities at this point.
Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, having a look at that one. Thank you very much. So a huge development, and this just goes to show what good investigative journalism can do. If you keep reminding people, if you dig up the dirt, if you hold those responsible accountable, there will be action. It's still not enough. I know that. And Professor Alex Vandenheuvel pointing that out to me on Twitter, saying, Mandy, a forensic investigation is not a police investigation. The investigators have no powers of subpoena and cannot examine bank accounts. They are also contracted by the implicated party. So, independent, why is the SIU not investigating? And remember, of course, Babita Deokaran was an SIU witness. So keep going with the investigative journalism because it does apply pressure. It does keep this on the news agenda, but we need to see more from the health department's officials and from the Premier and from the ANC.